Sunny's Monday Motivation on Loud Mouth Radio is a series of compilations of speech, audio clips, and inspirational motivational messages for all who choose to actively engage and listen to the content provided. It is my hope that the information shared will provide his listening ears a true glimmer of strength, light, and confidence within to hopefully give you more aspects to believe in yourself to be everything you ever imagined. What you believe about religion, philosophy, science, people, things, all these beliefs color your life, but what you believe about yourself is most important of all.
Hey, 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 guys. It is Sunny, and it's me. We're on Loud Mouth Radio Network. You already know what time it is. It's Sunny's Monday motivational time. Yep, I got another session for you. I'm going to tell you that this actually feels pretty good to be here, to be in this moment. My gratitude is very much present because it is I speaking in my voice to you today about another topic that is on my heart to share. And that is one clear word that you have probably heard me say on different occasions. And if not, just be aware that you will hear it more a lot than not. Right? And that word is manifestation. Today's session is about manifestation. How important is manifestation? Right? I have been a, I don't know, 25 year plus follower of readings of different things like Wayne Dyer and Esther Hicks and Neville Goddard. Oh God, there's tons. I Jim Rohn. I can go on in regards to Ernest Holmes and the Science of Mind. So guys, listen, I'm telling you myself. These are a lot of the aspects of things that I've read over the years that I continue to read and reread. And at the heart of, you know, the New Age religion movement, non-religious, more spiritual movement of the law of attraction, the law of assumption. There's tons of different subject matter out there that speaks. You put in manifestation in Google, and I can't even imagine how many. Matter of fact, maybe I'll entertain myself and look when I put in a Google search for manifestation and what the results come back, which I figured over a million and a half results come up about manifestation. Why is that? Such a very popular subject matter, right? Because it's something that has become remotely aware in each Eastern Western civilizations. Manifestation is defined as an action or a fact of showing an abstract idea or an event, action, or object that clearly shows or embodies something in theory or idea. And basically, what I say is that it's someone's focus on what they want to eventually have as an outcome or an experience. And most times, it is some deep desire that has been brewing inside you for a period of time, and you're at the point in which you want to see it come into fruition. So we'll exercise the ambition of manifesting it, right? I've also been introduced to a young lady who I have found to be pretty phenomenal. Her name is Stephanie Sinclair, and she's on YouTube. I was introduced to her on YouTube, and I have been watching some of her content over the years come up significantly in regards to as an author, as an entrepreneur, which I think is the main thing that has driven me to her, is her level of entrepreneurship. And she has taken on a amazing fortitude of sharing the metaphysical neuroscience aspect of manifestation, right? And when I say it's good, this is a young lady I'm not sure how old Stephanie is, but if I was to guess, I would say she's probably a little younger than I am, which I'm not telling you exactly how I am, but I will say that she's probably in her late 30s, possibly early 40s. I could be wrong, not that that's most important, but I just say that to say that it's awesome to see this young lady share her insight of this journey, right? And what her take is that she was so enthralled with the knowledge and the desire of understanding manifestations and the law of attraction and things of that nature that she went as far as going into a neuroscience degree, I think a doctorate degree, in regards to neuroscience, metaphysical aspects of things, which is pretty powerful if you ask me. And I'm not there yet. Don't know if that's something I'm going to walk into a journey of. But I will say that scholastically, I have definitely been one to follow, to read, to study, to embody the essence of what manifestation is. I know for myself, coming from the city of Chicago, playing basketball all my life, that there was not a day that I did not say as a kid, as a teenager, as a young adult, that I would become a professional basketball player. I embodied that. I lived it. I practiced it. From elementary school to middle school to high school to college to professional level, international achievement, right? And I think about that significantly when it comes to even other things in my life, because for the most part, my love of basketball, for those who've known me for a long time, had they knew me primarily talking, walking, doing it, right? And like anything, you get to a point where for me, I had injuries. I did have at the time that I was playing in the structure of women's basketball professionally in the United States was not as developed as it was in international countries, which I was definitely okay with going internationally, which is the first thing that did happen for me, because the ABL, which was one of the leagues that I did become a part of that folded, which was also connected to the early stages of the WNBA coming to life, right? And I was on those early stages of those organizations and leagues. Which also meant that financially they weren't as strong as they are now, right? And so that caused for me to have to make decisions that would take me where I needed to go, and I had to have the open-mindedness and the willingness to go where that meant that I would have to go, which also makes me, and I think this is a good time to recognize the importance of a young lady I will speak on, Brittany Griner. Who is right now a professional basketball player detained in Russia due to some minute ridiculousness of having a vape or CBD or THC, whatever it was, in her possession, traveling through the airport and been detained and has been incarcerated without a clear level of release. And so I'm going to say right now that prayers to her, her family, her wife, her teammates, the organizations that have believed and supported her, the fans, the people who are rooting for her, that have no objectivity of connection to women's basketball, but knows that this is just not the proper way to do anything, and that she needs to be released. So we're like right now, I'm just sending positive energy to her and manifesting that she will be released sooner than later, right? But this just goes to show, how. Because of certain factors, sometimes you may have to make adjustments to get where you need to be. And it doesn't look the same for everybody, right? And so, one of the things that I've come to know significantly in the process of manifestation is that manifestation comes from our focus and what our beliefs are. We try to connect manifestations a lot of times with meditation, with affirmations. There's a clear-cut amount of underlying things that people say are measurably the way manifestations come. And the truth of the matter is, the way people may exercise their beliefs and factors and the way they manifest things could be absolutely different for different people. And so because of that, we have different ways in which we connect on different levels. So what may be your way of doing things may be different from my way of doing things. That does not mean that your way is wrong, right? So I try to tell people, you know, one of the things, I don't know if you guys ever feel like this, but I have found that people will look at, like, different videos, look at different people and say, okay, meditation, I have to do this, I have to sit this kind of way. If I'm going to manifest this thing, then maybe I have to be in water, or I have to be still, or I have to be praying, or I have to be sitting a certain kind of way, or I can't have music playing, or maybe I need to have music playing. Listen, there's no right or wrong way to the physical aspect of how you enter your processing of manifestation. The one thing I will say, though, that is universal is that what you energetically focus and believe to be, and what you're focused on, is how your manifestations typically come about, whether it's conscious or unconscious, right? And so in order for, I feel, a person to get and understand how manifestation is happening, how it works for them in their way, is to pay attention to things around you. For instance, you ever realize, like, you'll say, "Ooh, I'm hungry." Maybe you're watching television and they show a hamburger, right? And you leave the house to go and do something, and you remember the hamburger that you saw on television. Then you start, like, on television, you couldn't smell the hamburger, of course, because it was just a visual effect. But it may jar something in you to say, you know what, I am hungry, and maybe a burger would be good. So next thing you know, you start passing things that are reflective of that place. It could have been Hardee's or Cheesecake Factory. And next thing you know, you start seeing them on the path in which you're going. Or you might smell a burger that you've had in the past, and now you're drawn to wherever it is that you're driving through, and it starts to manifest itself into the physical presence. Not to say that every time you're manifesting something, it happens instantaneously. But I will say that it's not impossible for things to come forth that quickly. It all comes down to how you embody it, because really and truly, I think that's the part of where people sometimes miss things, is that manifestations is an embodiment. We take in mind, physical, emotional, psychological. Somewhere we make a connection to something, and that itself starts the movement of how things come about. So we start to ignite those things that are in our desire. And typically, they'll show up consciously or unconsciously in the way in which we've driven them towards us, right? So manifestation is such a word, I think, that so many people are aware of, but they may not necessarily understand how it happens in so many ways. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm just this tremendous expert in regards to the full aspect of saying to you, well, this is how you manifest this, or this is how you manifest that. I will tell you, though, that your awareness, your desire, your action, your mindset, right? What you're thinking about, you know, whether it's something you want or do not want. That's another thing that people don't realize, that sometimes we can manifest the things that we say we don't want because we're giving it life, we're giving it air, we're giving it breath, we're giving it energy. And so I feel like manifestations takes all those aspects in order for them to come forth, right? And even now, as I'm speaking to you guys in regards to this topic and this subject matter, I recognize how important it is to be aware of what it is that you're saying that you want, not necessarily taking a lot of time into focus about what you don't want. Many times I've had to remind myself in conversations, in thoughts, in moments when maybe I was sitting still, daydreaming about something, to be aware of what it is I'm putting forth the energy to, right? So I just wanted to kind of present this topic today because I am always actively manifesting something, right? I have so many ambitions for myself. I have so many desires that I intend for myself. So naturally, it is only right that we talk about some of the systematic ways that those things happen. And manifestations is at the core of our existence, right? It is how the worlds and civilizations, governments, and things happen, how things come forth. I am on such a heavy manifestation mode right now on so many subject matters and things that are so important to me to come into fruition that it's almost obsessive right now to be aware of how I'm conveying messages, conversations, thoughts, actions. And in my circumference, am I also allowing things that tie into that thing to be a part of the process? Prime example, vision boards. You know, typically you hear people talk about vision boards. What's the other term? New Year resolutions. You'll hear people talk about those things in the beginning of the year because it's a new year. And, you know, that's a universal note for people to say, yeah, let's make my goals, dreams, ambitions come to life. But in reality, we're here 365 days of the year if we're here physically. So each and every day matters towards whatever it is that you desire, and it can be whatever it is. And in the world that we're in today, there's so many things that's going on. It's even more important that you do take the time to recognize things that are important to you. And, you know, creating that space or that area in your body and your mind and in your day-to-day to bring forth what it is that you desire to come to fruition. So today, guys, I just kind of wanted to touch on it in the sense that it was just conversational for me to say that manifestation is so important to be aware of. It's happening regardless if you know it or not, but how about we make conscious manifestations happen? I would love to hear you guys share with me some of the stories of some of the things that you've been able to accomplish, right? I know I've had some heavy goals. Like even today, guys, I'm going to tell you no lie. I am taking this time to record this session, but when I tell you I have some financial obligations today that I got to meet by a certain time, but I also recognize that this is a part of the process in which I need to do. And so I'm setting up the times and in doing this right now, my focus was there, my energy was there, my conversation was prepared to have this topic discussed. So I had to make this moment be about this and give it 100% of my attention. And then I can come back to these other things that I need to do. But I already can take the momentum of how I feel right now towards those objectives of what I need to meet, right? So if you got magazines, you know, most of us are carrying phones. I have screensavers. I have folders in my phone. I have a vision board in my phone now because, you know, a lot of times in the beginning of the year at different times, we'll do these boards and we'll have them on our wall. Truth of the matter is I'm not carrying this big poster board around with me all the time. You know, I can reflect on it. But, you know, I just took the extra step, and I'm not telling you to do this, but I took the extra step of saying, okay, you know what, let me put this in my phone, create this whole, you know, folder for me for this. Now, I might even start to go as far as now, maybe, you know, creating my task list of things that are especially significant for me and creating those vision boards to achieve those things. That's just how driven I am to see those things come to light. And that is the kind of energy you want to have in perspective when it comes to the things that you want to accomplish or that you want to witness and experience. So, guys, I am going to not be selfish and hold you no more than I try to keep these things, if I can, 20 minutes or less, because I do know that I am holding your attention, and I know that it's me. I'm not interactively having a conversation with someone else, and so I do not want to sound like I'm just flowing into oblivion of nothingness. I do want it to matter. I do want it to have substance for you. And so I want to thank you, as always, for taking part in listening to this time with me on Sunny's Monday Motivation. Manifestation, guys, make it intentional. Put forth whatever it is that you desire for yourself to be. And I am standing in agreement with you right here, right now. And as always, reach out to us at loudmouthradio.com if you need to ask questions, if you want to make an appearance, if you want to put your business in position to be a peer on our entrepreneur series. And I thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen to this. And I, you know, I always encourage you, if you want to hear this again, the great thing is it's on demand 24/7 on hundreds of your favorite radio podcast platforms. Just type in Loudmouth Radio Network, LOUDDMOUTH, to pull us up, subscribe and follow us. And hopefully we'll talk soon. Have a fantastic day, guys. Love and light.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.